Black August. August 6th, August 9th. Black August 2015. Hiroshima, 70 years later, and the bomb still burns. Hi, this is Jan Lahman, your political prisoner voice, coming to you from the federal prison in Tucson, Arizona. I wanted to send out a little thought about nuclear bombs, past and present, about Black Lives Matter, past and ongoing, about the horror of it all as we remember the crimes of U.S. imperialism. Recalling the first and only nuclear bombing of civilian cities, Hiroshima, August 6th, with 150,000 dead, and Nagasaki, August 9th, with 80,000 dead, and the many other wars the USA state has started since. Let's also think about the ongoing murders of black people by government agents as well as by ragtag racists. Let's be aware of the injustices and repression against people of color by the state machine and by the capitalist system, and the many people poisoned by the ugly and false ideology of white supremacy. But it is August, Black August, and a time to recall fallen warriors, Jonathan and George Jackson first of all. A time to reflect and share with youth and everyone about the history of hard, militant, revolutionary struggle for black liberation and revolution. It is clear we have a new generation that is gaining awareness and militancy. Yes, black lives matter. They always have and will. And it is good to see it taken to the streets and beyond. I've always felt Black August is a time of energy and fight back, of history and remembering too, but all directed to the task. The revolutionary struggle still ahead. So I hope all of you are feeling positive and in fighting mood too. And one parting thought. August 9th is also the International Day of the World's Indigenous People. Amandala. This is Jan Lahman.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.